You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Ryan Andrews, one of the OGs from JaysFromTheCouch.com, and we are so close, so very, very close. The long winter is almost over. It's been sunny today in Nova Scotia. There's still a bunch of snow on the ground because, of course, there is. It's Canada, but it's almost gone. Baseball is about to return, and with it, your Locked On Blue Jays will go back, hopefully, to its daily format. So you'll get me in your headspace every day that I am, you know, not sick or anything. But yes, daily is the goal. And if you're not subscribed to the podcast already, be it on Himalaya, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, do that. It's great. It helps us. It gets the numbers up so we can beat Barry Davis, which is always nice. And, you know, if you don't feel you can do it at home, just, you know, while you're in the car, like driving to work or driving to a grocery store or something, you can just tell your smart device to play Locked On Blue Jays and it'll do that. And it's really smart. So you'll get to hear about stuff like us teeing up that two-game set in Montreal that starts today against the Brewers. We're going to talk about that in the second half and some things that seem a little off with the roster. But we'll mention that in the latter half. We're going to start with the big signing yesterday, which if you listen to South of the Six, I was on there with the host Adam. We had a great talk, despite some technical problems that kept popping up, partly from internet connection, partly because my thumb is huge and hits the wrong button sometimes. So it was an interesting effort, but we got that podcast in. So give that a listen as well, you know, after this one. Listen to this one first, then listen to Adam, because Adam does good work over there on South of the Six. But while we were talking on there, and this kind of threw off the 25-man roster projections that we did on the show last week, the Blue Jays made another signing to their pitching staff, signing Daniel Hudson, who was just released from Angels minor league camp. He wasn't great there, but with the injury problems plaguing the Blue Jays, with Bud Norris not being ready, with Ryan Tepera still having that elbow irritation, Tepera was cleared, so he's going to be able to throw, but it's still, you never want to play around with that. There's a reason Tepera's not going to Montreal, which, again, we'll talk about that in the second half of the podcast, but with the John Axford news, and John Axford actually re-signed today too. So Axford's going to stay in the organization, just not going to get that roster bonus for making the club, which happens when you get injured. But yeah, Hudson gets added to the mix there on a major league deal, a one-year major league deal. So he is essentially the Tyler Clippard this season coming in. He's younger than Clippard was, which, you know, is a plus, but and this is a conversation I had with Adam yesterday. It seems like the Blue Jays want to almost protect a lot of their younger pitchers this year. Like, let's not mince words. 2019 is not going to be a good year for Toronto unless, like, amazing things happen and Mookie Betts gets conked on his head and suddenly forgets to play baseball, or the Yankees have all their bats replaced with balsa wood or something. It's not going to happen this year. We know that. It's fine. But the signing of Daniel Hudson seems to indicate that the Blue Jays are more interested in kind of protecting these younger pitchers, because a Daniel Hudson takes a spot away from a Hector Perez. He takes away a spot from a Thomas Pinone. He takes away a spot from a Yency Diaz or some of these other guys on the 40-man roster who you'd think would be candidates to get some experience just pitching in the major leagues. But with Hudson, it actually locks in a very veteran Blue Jays bullpen, because if you project it right now, it would be Ken Giles closing, Ryan Tepera, Bud Norris, because Bud Norris stuck around for a reason. He's probably been told he made the team. Joe Biagini and Tim Meza already locked up spots. Then you have Hudson in there. So that's six arms right there. Depending on if the Blue Jays are keeping 12 or 13 pitchers, that may open up a couple spots. But then you have Elvis Luciano, who looked good against the Yankees the other day. But, you know, one good outing against five bad outings does not make a strong case to keep the 19-year-old. But you have to keep him if you want to maintain his rights. So Luciano's probably going to stick around. A guy like Jason Adam, who they paid money for from Kansas City, he looked good against the Yankees as well. Five strikeouts in two innings ain't nothing to sneeze at. But then you have guys like Javi Guerra, who had a really good spring training. You have Sam Gavilio, who you need someone to eat innings on his team because the starting rotation is probably going to get hurt. And we'll talk about that in a sec, too. But there's no more room for any of those guys either. It looks like the Blue Jays just want to solidify it and just go inning by inning. Kind of similar to what the Rays did last year, but they don't really have the arms yet that are capable of making it really effective like Tampa Bay did. Because, I mean, they have some former starters there. Hudson's been a starter. Tepera has been a starter. Norris has been a starter. So they have guys who are used to like opening and potentially going one or two innings, but Daniel Hudson hasn't been that guy in the past four seasons since he became exclusively a reliever. But Norris hasn't been doing that in years. Ryan Tepera hasn't been doing that in years. So you're going to be in a situation like last year where you're asking these career relievers to go out there and get, you know, two innings for you because your starter didn't go long enough. Granted, they've looked better this season, so maybe you're not asking that as much this season, hopefully, to try and get three innings out of a John Axford type. But it's just interesting to see that kind of strategy with the pitching staff. Again, it looks like they want to protect the young arms, let them get seasoned in Buffalo or New Hampshire or whatever, and then maybe start working them through as the season wears on and, you know, some of these guys hit the injured list, because let's face it, there are a lot of operation guys walking around this Blue Jays pitching staff. So we'll see how many of them actually make it until the end of the season. And if you're looking to make it to the end of whatever fun times you want to have, and you are a male, might I suggest Blue Chew, the newest sponsor of the Locked On Podcast MLB Network. Blue Chew is a chewable pill made with the same ingredients as like Viagra or Cialis or those more well-known pills, but they're chewable. You can take them every time. They work twice as fast and it results in better performance. So you can, you know, do whatever you want to do in the bedroom, whatever your partner wants you to do in the bedroom. And it's prescribed online, so it goes straight to your door. There's no doctor's visit, no pharmacy visit. You don't have to look around shiftily, just like, oh, they know what I'm buying. No, it just goes right to your home, so it's fine. It's an American-made product, and it's cheaper than a pharmacy. And if you visit bluechew.com, which it's blue like Blue Jays, you get your first shipment free when using the promo code MLB. You just pay the shipping cost, so it's like $5, I guess. So, again, that's bluechew.com, promo code MLB to try for free. It's the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right. So, again, Blue Jays have their final two tune-ups tonight and tomorrow in Montreal, in Olympic Stadium. They're taking on the Brewers. And the roster that they released yesterday for these two games is very interesting in that it doesn't appear to have a starting pitcher on it. The entire starting rotation is absent from this series roster. Obviously, Baraki wasn't going to go due to injury, but Marcus Stroman pitched his final game yesterday, so he's not coming. Aaron Sanchez not coming. Matt Shoemaker not coming. Clayton Richard not coming. So I guess it's going to be a lot of mix and match for Charlie Montoyo in these Montreal games. Obviously going to be disappointing without the star power of Vlad Guerrero Jr. like there was last year. But it looks like the rosters are pretty much set for the Blue Jays. I mean, there are a couple positional battles left. The Urania versus Sogard battle is still going on. My money's still on Urania because Sogard, you would have to free up a 40-man slot. But you're still going to see Bo Bichette, still going to see, you know, Kevin Biggio. So there's still some young talent there. But again, the interesting thing is the pitchers not being there. It's going to be all bullpen. And like Sam Gaviglio and Thomas Pannone are probably going to start the two games. And then it's going to be just a parade of relievers because Giles, Meza, Barnes, Biagini, all going there. Guerra, Schaefer, Adam, these guys who are kind of battling for that final bullpen slot are going there. And actually, I do want to talk about one name that's not on that list because I think the Blue Jays made their decision on who's going to get that start that Ryan Baraki is going to miss with his time off due to the elbow strain. Trent Thornton is not on this list, so he's going to be your starter. He's going to start a game immediately for the Blue Jays, which, I mean, that's what they wanted. It's why they got him for Ledmus Diaz in the offseason. But it does speak a lot to the confidence that they have already in this guy who's just coming in, choosing him over a guy like Jacob Wachsbach or some of the other options. Like I said, Hector Perez isn't on this roster either. So it's interesting that I think they've kind of made their choice. And Trent's had a good spring, you know, earning the ire of Philadelphia aside. He struck out 16 in 15 innings. The whip's all right. It's about 1.2. Still getting hit a little bit, but he's kept it down for the most part. And if it's just a spot start and, you know, they want to keep Trent Thornton as a starter, it's why he's probably going to be in Buffalo for the majority of the season to be a starter. Then giving him a chance early on to just, you know, get his first MLB start out of the way, especially in a low pressure situation. I'm not sure how the rotation is going to shake out fully, because I think Baraki was going to be fourth in line. So he'd probably get that series finale against Detroit, which isn't a bad spot to be in. Detroit's, you know, not the most intimidating of opponents for Trent Thornton. So he might have an easier time with that as opposed to, you know, getting thrown into the middle of the AL East battle with a start against, you know, like Tampa Bay or New York or Boston. Baltimore would be a perfect starting opponent for him. Actually, if you want to hold him back till April 1st when they play the Orioles, go for it. Honestly, that's probably even less imposing than trying to face the Tigers. The Blue Jays could actually get off to a really good start this season, just the way the schedule shakes down in the early going. They could be like 6-1 and briefly be atop the ALE standings and just, you know, you screenshot that just like, remember when we were winning and had a playoff spot and everything? And, you know, then they go to Cleveland and that'll probably end poorly. So I would enjoy this opening week as much as possible, y'all. But other than that, Montreal's, again, is going to be similar to what it's been. It's going to be just extended spring training. You're going to get to see the guys who are probably going to make up the core of the lineup. Every regular is going to Montreal. So it's going to be Jansen, Gurriel, Smoke, Galvis, Drury, and then whoever Montoyo wants to put in the outfield, of Pilar, Hernandez, McKinney, and Grichuk. Morales is going to get his at-bats at DH. So essentially, they're going to be running through that. And being able to, you know, get them into the swing of things as well. But taking all these bullpen arms kind of makes me feel like they want to keep 13 arms on the roster. Just it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out and who they do decide to keep on that opening man. I think Thornton has the edge. Wagspack could also be in consideration for that as well, but I think Thornton has shown better and they've used him a lot more, so I think he's got the edge over Gavilio, who's going to Montreal. So I think you're going to see Thornton starting within the next week. So that about wraps it up for this episode of Locked On Jays. Again, thank you all for bearing with us during the long, cold winters, but we are back. We will talk about the first game tomorrow, just and kind of tee up what can be expected from the Blue Jays roster this season. I think we're going to start just kind of breaking down the lineup a little bit and then going into the pitching staff after that once things are a little more solidified heading into that Thursday opening game. Again, so close. We're almost there. So just hold on for a little bit longer and baseball will come back to you. So just a reminder, if you're not subscribed to the Locked On Blue Jays podcast, do it on Himalaya, which is a great curated podcast app that I've been checking out. You can do it on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Google Play, and you can be confident that now that the baseball season back, you will get daily doses of Blue Jays talk in your inbox notifications every day, Monday through Friday. And if for some reason I have to miss one of those days, I usually do a weekend podcast to make up for it. So you will get 5 every week. We can guarantee that. And if you like what you're hearing, feel free to leave a review on whatever app you use. It makes us feel really warm and special inside. And, you know, that's always nice to see. And, you know, spread the word that we're back. We're doing this daily. I'll try and get on some other podcasts as well. Like I said, check out South from the Six, just released yesterday. Great talk with Adam there. Jays from the Couch Radio is coming back after some technical issues of its own. So look forward to that. And yeah, just again, thank you all so much for your compliments over the past few months. It's what keeps me going on this. So for everyone here at the Locked On Podcast Network, which is your team every day, this has been Ryan Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode, and y'all take care.